1976. When we wondered what it meant, and we still kind of do, that's Ban Apple Gas from Cat Stevens. Congratulations again if you came up with Boyle's Law. And we appreciate your participation, as always. Numbers was the name of the Cat Stevens album that was on a concept record that I probably have at home in the vinyl closet somewhere.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or mjbergerfoundation.org.
Be the first to learn about upcoming guests and features by subscribing to Brigadier Briefings, our email newsletter. Each newsletter includes an original puzzle, links to past programs, and details about youth and adults appearing on the next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Get closer to SLB by subscribing to our newsletter at slbradio.org/subscribe.
SLB Summer Camps are here offering middle and high school students one-of-a-kind experiences at our Youth Media Center, including opportunities to learn new skills, get creative, make new friends, and have their voices be heard. Be the first to learn about camp themes, dates, and scholarships by visiting slbradio.org, or better yet, ymc.slbradio.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, mountainstreamsradio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
You do to me. It ain't right to be so untrue to me. It ain't right, so baby, farewell. It ain't love that you handed out to me. It ain't love, so don't come and shout to me. It ain't love, so baby, farewell. Now I'd go on, but what's the use? You done killed your golden goose. From now on, I'm on the loose. Come to revolution for me. It ain't right to give me the kick around. I'm not gonna stick around. It ain't right, so baby, farewell. So untrue to me. It ain't right, so baby, farewell. It ain't love that you handed out to me. It ain't love, so don't come and shout to me. It ain't love, so baby, farewell. I said I'd go on, but what's the use? You done killed your golden goose. From now on, I'm on the loose. Come to revolution for me. It ain't right to give me the kick around. Ain't right, I'm not gonna stick around. It ain't right, so baby, farewell.
It ain't right.
No, baby.
It ain't right.
No, mama.
It ain't right.
So, baby, farewell.
It ain't right.
It's just not satisfactory, baby.
It ain't right.
It's just not being done. It just won't do. Dissatisfied, my feelings are hurt, and I think I'm just gonna go somewhere else.
It ain't right.
So don't you try to make up to me. I've had it. Go on, let go of me.
It ain't right.
I said, let go of me. Let go of my leg. Unhand my wingtip.
The Red Clay Ramblers.
All right, let's go.
Here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Hello to John and Marjorie. They just checked in from Harrisville. He also knew Boyle's Law. And he checked it just to be sure. And you still get credit for looking that up to check your answer. The Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. I was reading a book while on vacation last week. And by the way, thank you to Chad Green once again for creating the program that ran in our absence last week. The book I was reading was about third spaces. And it's somewhat of an academic term, but it's also pretty easy to figure out. It's about a place that isn't home, isn't work. It's something else. It could be the coffee shop that you go to, or a club you belong to, or a church, really just about any place that you might hang out and have a group of colleagues that you can count on. and spend time with. It's a great book. I'll try to find the author to share it with you. But it really got me to thinking about how for 40 plus years, this has been our third space, right? You, me, Bill, Ricky, we've all had a tradition, a place to hang out together on Saturday mornings. And I'm grateful for your part in helping to create our third space. Thank you.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
And the Soundhound has entered our third space right now. Here, boy, are you? There he is. And the Soundhound, as usual, is going to give you a chance to identify the sound. I'm a little out of practice. I missed him last week. We did not take him to Jekyll Island, Georgia, with us, but he was taken care of quite well. Thank you, Soundhound, for letting me get that. I've got it. Okay, go ahead, run along. Here is the sound that the Soundhound brought with him today. Four, one, two, 205-975. 412-205-975. A little food for the Soundhound. And let's hear your guess. And your guess is you can either text them to us or call us at 412-205-975, or you can use Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio, or call 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Lucy Kaplansky.
Close your eyes, have no fear. The monster's gone, he's on the run, and your daddy's here. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Beautiful boy, before you go to sleep, say a little prayer every day, every way. It's getting better and better. Beautiful boy, beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Out on the ocean, sailing away, can hardly wait to see you come of age. 'cause it's a long way to go. A hard road to home. It's a long way to go. But in the meantime, before you cross the street, happens to you while you're busy making other plans. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy. Beautiful, 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 beautiful boy.
Lucy Kaplansky with John Lennon's Beautiful Boy. And Lucy has a recent release that features some rarities, past live performances, and that's where that song came from. The Lucy Story is the name of the release. Subtitled Unreleased and Rare Tracks 1976 to 2023. And we're getting a lot of text messages and phone calls on our Soundhound puzzle. Here is the sound again. Could be a lot of different things. And let's get started. Zach guessed sharpening a knife. Not that. Russ has the same guess. And John in Grove City also has sharpening a knife. So you should know that's not what it is. Mike in Mars, you got it. And I don't mean to be so surprised. You're a clever person, but I think this is a tough one, and you got it. Well done. Patrick in South Park also had a guess of a sharpening stone. Ty in Valencia, you are close enough with your answer. We had a specific variation in mind, but your guess is just fine. Well done. Tommy has a guess of sharpening a knife on a stone. John and Addie and Easter have that same guess as well. Jim in Crafton Heights says it sounds like someone obsessively sharpening a kitchen knife. I kind of see that. Stu in McCandless says winding up a clock, a good guess. Bob in Washington, good morning, says sharpening a knife as well, as does Pudge in Lamartine, and Bruce. Linda also had that as a guess. Larry in Elwood City mentioned that it sounds like somebody sharpening a knife, but it also has a pavement sound to it, like scraping pavement. It is not that. Bob in Washington, your second guess is close enough that we'll give you credit. Annie thought it might be sharpening a knife, but Caden, listening with Annie in eastern Pennsylvania, has it. Caden, good job. That's amazing. You've got it. Well done. Renee is on the south side. Hi, Renee. Renee, your answer is correct as well. Rich in Edinburgh was among the others who guessed sharpening a knife simultaneously. Tom, who also knew Boyle's Law from our last hour, also thinks it's related to sharpening the sound. It's not that. Richard on the north side, it's nice to hear from you. Sharpening a knife from Richard as well. Drew and his team thinks it's garden shears. Not that. Wow, lots more guesses are coming in. Brian thinks it's scraping a plate or playing a washboard. Jess in Mount Lebanon has the correct answer. Well done, Jess. Carla has the correct answer, and we'll chat with Carla in just a few moments. John, an economy, thanks for the kind words. Drew thinks, if not garden chairs, it could be haircut scissors. They all had haircuts this week. Not that. Rich thinks patching plaster or platching pasture with a putty knife. That's what I thought at first. It's not that. Doug and Heidi are in Black Ash. Heidi, you are correct. Doug thought it might be sharpening a knife. Heidi has the correct answer. John and Carrick thought it could be filing. Ty added to his answer, and you are absolutely right, Ty. Tommy in Virginia has the correct answer. Mike notes that he was able to get it because Angie makes that noise most every morning. Pudge thought it might be scraping his windshield. And Drew, you got it. Drew's family listening together just got the correct answer. Kathy in Tynesta thinks it could be shaving ice. Aileen in Maine thinks it's sharpening a razor on a leather strop. That's a good guess. Russ and King thinks it could be a putty knife scraping grout or scraping grease off of a griddle. Not that. Scraping mortar, guesses Kathy. And we have had a lot of correct answers. Did Carla get it? We're about to find out together. Hi, Carla.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good. Did you know this one?
I did, although I guessed the wrong vegetable. You know, it's tearing a vegetable, but it was actually a carrot. But I said a potato, and that's what I do the most often.
We will accept potato.
And it was tearing a vegetable, you know. It was, you don't pair carrots. I just sort of cheat and buy the baby carrots.
Well, you're not alone, and I usually don't do, not like I cook. Ricky just gave me a look. As soon as I said, I usually don't peel potatoes. Ricky's on. I don't usually, her head jerked over to me like, what's this eye stuff? But I don't think we peel potatoes, right? We usually eat the skins. But
I usually do, too. Now, there are a couple of recipes that call for you to do, but I think they're vitamins, so I just scrub it. In fact, when I bake a potato, I've gotten away from doing it in the oven. I'll just put a paper towel down, and if I'm doing two of them, which I don't anymore because there's just me to cook for, you put one going one way, one going the other way, and you make a couple of, holes in it, with a knife, a couple, and then you put it in the microwave. And then I usually start with about 10 to 12 minutes, and I keep going and testing it for softness. And that does a good job, and you're not messing with tin foil and ovens and everything, and it's so good.
Yes, and pre-microwave, if you wanted a baked potato, that would be about an hour lead time to get that going, right, in the oven.
Yes, and so what I like is I can have my fish or some kind of meat, and I'll bake it in the oven. I do not fry anymore, so I'll do that, and then I'll have that in the oven and the potato in the microwave and a nice salad, and I'm all good to go,
Well, you did quite well coming up with that. Saturday Light Brigade charged you. We missed you last week when we were out of town. I'm glad we're able to talk again this week.
I missed you so much. That your assistant, did the sound hound tell you how much fun he had at my house? I was missing Sparky, and I called your assistant, and I took the sound hound for a few days.
I knew he was taken care of, but I didn't know the details. You must have talked with Chad, who must have biked him over. And that's lovely. Chad is a great cyclist. He could easily make it, he did, to McMurray, with the sound hound rotting in his basket. So I'm glad he made it over.
Yes, he did. He did. And, I was feeling sort of bad because Sparky had told me he was going to send me, my birthday's on Monday, and he was going to write you guys and tell him that it was my birthday. And I said, you better not, Sparky. Well, he didn't. The sound hound came over and played with Sparky's toys, and I'm packing up the rest of Sparky's food to donate today. It's going to be a hard job.
I remember doing that with our cat, Gracie. It's a good thing to do, though.
But the sound hound really kept me company. He slept with me. We played. He liked Sparky's toys. He misses Sparky, though.
I'm glad he came over, and I'm glad you called to take care.
And I promised him if I get a new dog, we're going to have a play date over here, so you ought to bring him back. You ought to tell Chad to bring him back.
That'll
in a little basket. I had a little white basket for my bike. My bike was called Racing Dawn, and it had a little white basket, and I'd ride up in the woods. My parents wouldn't let me ride on the street because I couldn't see, of course. But I remember wrecking my bike up there one day. I ran into a log pile, and I kept finding pieces of my bike for the next couple of months.
I could talk about bike wrecks. I've had a few as a child that hurt a great deal.
Yeah, the chain broke on mine. You have no control when the chain breaks. I just yelled Geronimo and crashed into the log pile. Had to have stitches in my mouth. Couldn't play my saxophone for a couple months.
Oh, no.
My gosh.
Well, Carla, thank you. I've got we have Wayne, who's going to talk about the next Prime Stage play, Waiting in the Wings.
Great.
Thank you for calling, as always.
Have a good week.
You too.
Okay, bye.
And thanks for taking care of the sound hound. Congratulations again to Drew and family for also knowing that we were looking for a carrot peeler or a potato peeler. Tommy got the correct answer. Ty in Valencia. Heidi in Black Ash, listening with Doug. And Renee on the South Side also knew it. As did Caden, listening with Annie. Bob in Washington came up with the right answer. As did Mike and Mars. And I know Chess in Mount Lebanon also came up with the correct answer. Thanks for making the morning so much fun. I just want to check and make sure I didn't miss any messages. And the consensus is I did not. It's hard for me to respond, or Ricky for that matter, to all of the guesses we get on the SoundHound. So our apologies if you didn't get a reply to your text or email. Now, it's our pleasure to welcome Wayne Brenda from Prime Stage. Hello, Wayne. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you, Larry. And welcome back from your vacation.
Thanks. Happy belated wedding anniversary to you and Connie.
Thank you.
I happened to see on Facebook you posted a picture of some young couple that got married 33 years ago.
Yeah, I'm not sure who those people were, you know.
What's funny, Ricky, it's funny what time does, because Ricky and I have been married 36 years, and
okay.
I was thinking, I could have sworn when we first met Wayne and Connie that they were already married. And we're thinking,
I'm not sure, but it may have been. But no, I looked at that posting that my wife did, I must tell you. I looked at that too, and I went, oh my gosh, who are those people, you know?
Well, it's good to commemorate things, and you have a play that I'm really intrigued by. It's based on the work of Austrian artist Friedel Dicker Brandeis.
Yeah.
You're in a better position to explain the plot. It just opened last night and runs through March 9th.
Night.
Oh, last night was the preview.
Mm-hmm. Right, and tonight is our official opening. Yeah, and we're doing it basically to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. So we're partnering with Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Museum, and also the Holocaust Center, because it's commemorating the liberation of the concentration camps, the 80th anniversary of the liberation of concentration camps, and you know it's an important milestone. And that's what we were delighted to do this, and really, with the selection of the story, just to say and to show what they went through at Terezin, that was an important camp, that was an important ghetto, there were some amazing things going on in that ghetto, and with the Red Cross, and just some amazing stuff. But the main thing is that the artwork. That they had a secret school created by Friedel, and then when the Nazis were losing the war, they were burning everything. They were getting rid of all the evidence. But Friedel went to Raya, and it's based on a true story. The names are the Friedel's name is changed, but Raya's name is true. But it's based on a true story that the teacher went to Raya and said, you know, we need to save the artwork of the children. And the poetry. We need to do this, because if we don't, they're going to get rid of all evidence that we existed and all evidence of everything, and nobody will ever know what happened here. So that's what they did, and it's the story of how that was accomplished and how that was done. You know, it's pretty amazing. And the interesting thing too, Larry, about this, you know, I like to do special things with the theater, not just do plays, right? So tonight, through our partnership with the Soldiers and Sailors Museum, we have a woman by the name of Patty Partington, who is the daughter of a 102-year-old veteran who unfortunately passed away. But when he was 23 years old, he was involved in the liberation of Dachau.
Mm.
So she's going to basically share his experiences with audiences right after the show tonight. And the other thing that's interesting is, I like authenticity, right? So we were looking at the, because it's also based on the book, I Never Saw Another Butterfly. But I said, you know, I'd like to see what we can do but the, with the artwork. So I was able to make a contact with the Jewish Museum in Prague. And that's where all the artwork is stored. Yeah, so I contacted them. I contacted Katerina there. And we got the, so the artwork that's used in the show, that's in the lobby, the images that we're using are the official, actual artwork of the children. And so that's, you know, pretty amazing, you know, to see that. And you'll see some of them there. There's a couple pieces of artwork where the names, because what Friedel did, she had all the children sign the artwork and sign their artwork to make sure that it was, you know, that she kept it, you know, she wanted them to be memorized. I mean, not memorized, but memorialized. And so she had them sign, and there's one artwork where there's actually, you can see the name of the child who's, who created the artwork. But yeah, we're really pleased about that. That's really special, you know. And so try to do something a little bit more than just coming to see a play, you know.
Well, and that's the beauty of Prime Stage. There's so much thoughtfulness in all you do. This is it's just such an important play.
It is.
28 yes. years of Prime Stage, and it's part of the Strength, Voices, and Hope theme. And primestage.com is how you can get more details. The play is at the new Hazlett Theater, just right next door to our studios, right. And opening night is tonight, and the play right. Will run through March 9th, and here's to a successful run. Anything else you wanted to mention, Wayne?
No, and I tell you, this is appropriate, for, I would say, for children from you know, sixth grade on up through adults. It's a great opportunity for families to come. It's a great opportunity to for everybody. You know, we've had senior citizens last night. We had children last night. We had families last night. And we encourage that to continue.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Wayne.
And one other thing, too. We mm-hmm. do have a wall of reflection in the theater. So after seeing the production, you can post your thoughts on the wall of reflection in the lobby. So we have some nice stuff going on.
Very nice. Well, thanks. Hope to see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
That's Wayne Brinda of Prime Stage. PrimeStage.com for more details. Broadcasting live, as if there were any other way, from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. I promise to get you the name of the Third Space book. The author, a lot of people have written about third spaces, and the author who I think is most recognized, his name is Ray Oldenburg, Oldenburg, Ray Oldenburg. I'm reading Celebrating the Third Space, Inspiring Stories About the Great Good Places. But there at least is one other book that he wrote before it, Ray Oldenburg. When I leave things dangling like that, and I get home and I realized I never shared it with you, I do one of those palm to the forehead things. So I'm glad we got it.
Gather around me, everybody. Gather around while I preach some. Yeah. I feel a sermon coming on me. Get off me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm against. If you want to hear my story, then just settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative. latch on to the affirmative and don't mess with Mr. In Between. You've got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium's liable to step upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah and the ark. What did they do when everything looked so dark? Then they said you've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, and don't mess with Mr. In Between, get rid of it. With Mr. In Between, you've got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith or pandemonium's liable to step upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah and the ark. What did they do when everything looked so dark? Then they said you got to accentuate the positive, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In Between. Yeah, don't mess with negativity. Let it go.
Eddie Erickson at the Saturday Light Brigade. Dan and Kathy, hello. They are in Grove City. During our Soundhound puzzle, they thought the sound might have been a lightweight metal, like a rake on a sidewalk, or a paint scraper, or cleaning a gutter, or maybe a kitchen tool in a pan. All great guesses. And again, just for good measure, here is the sound from the Soundhound. Now you can maybe hear the carrot a little more closely. Coming up, we have an afterthought puzzle.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to eliminate chronic absence in Pittsburgh City schools so that every kid can show up ready to learn. In every school, every day. A-Plus Schools 2024 Report to the Community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens critical data about students' achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-plus schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
Teens interested in podcasting, writing, music, journalism, or other forms of self-expression are invited to join us for a wide range of SLB Youth Media Center programs. Activities include workshops on writing and audio recording, as well as weekly open mics and open studio hours on Mondays through Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Activities are free to area teens. Visit ymc.slbradio.org. for details.
It's so nice to be back with you after a week away. Last week. Here's a way you can help the Saturday Light Brigade. It's really easy. Invite a friend or family member. You can listen easily anywhere in the world. And if they're in the same community as the FM station you are listening on, they can join you that way too. If you grew up listening to SLV, there may be people in your family that would enjoy listening again. And I hope it's clear that this is a place that welcomes all. And you're invited to invite. I hope you will. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our Afterthoughts puzzle. I'm about to give you three words. It's up to you to figure out a single word that naturally follows the three that I give you. Are you ready? The words are left, empty, and under. Left, empty, and under. Do you think you know what the answer might be? Left, empty, and under. We're looking for one word that naturally follows those three.
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Arlen Bennett now. This song is called Just Like Them.
He holds her hand, she holds his too. Walking the sidewalk just like me and you. Her hair is gray, his are few. For so many years, they've seen a promise through. They take their time with forever on their side. And I hope we will be just like them. Just like them. They say hello, and we say hi. Suddenly, an hour's gone by. She was a nurse, he fought in the war. Telling us about the way life was before. In times less crazed, but how some things never change. And I hope we will be just like them. Just like them. just like them, bragging about the kids, and just like him, taking care when she got sick, and just like when he lost his job and she helped out, just like them. Ain't that what love is all about? It's late, it's time to go. We hate to miss our favorite TV show. And as they walk away, I can hear him say, do you remember when we just like them, just like them.
Two hearts laugh as one. every time you left, my heart smiled.
John Ferrullo and Love Is Like That, new into our library. Birthday is coming up in a few moments. We are going to solve our afterthoughts puzzle, and Brian is going to join us on the radio.
Hey, what's up, Lair? Welcome back from vacation. We missed you a lot, my
friend. Thank you. We missed everybody, too. Although, I will say, I woke up around 4 o'clock Saturday morning, last Saturday, my usual wake-up time. And then Ricky woke up, and she said, are you up to listen? And I said, no, I just wanted to get a snack, and I'm going to go back to bed.
Oh.
But it's, I think my internal clock knew that it was time to wake up. But it was a nice time. We were at Jekyll Island in Georgia. Nice weather, nice people. And I mentioned earlier, if we are what we eat, we've become shrimp and grits.
So, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's great.
I love this stuff. And my answer for today would be handed, my friend.
You've got it. Well done. Handed. Left-handed, empty-handed, and underhanded. Did you think of any others?
You got it, my friend. You know?
Yeah, there's...
I love it. Hey, you be good, and it's glad to have you...